ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
The US Supreme Court has heard a case on whether cities can criminalise homelessness. The constitutional case is based on one city that's issuing fines to rough sleepers for camping in parks or on public property, and in some cases enforcing jail terms for repeat offenders. Luke Sidham Dundon has looked into it, and Luke, where has this been happening?
That's a good question, PK. If you open a map and you zoom over to the west coast of the United States and you look at Oregon and you keep zooming in and you find Portland and you keep zooming in and you keep zooming in and you find a very small town called Grants Pass. It's home to just 40,000 people. In 2013, it began aggressively enforcing anti-camping laws. In 5 years, it issued more than 500 citations. People were hit with fines of up to $300, and they even faced 20 days in jail for repeat offences. Reuters spoke with a number of homeless people living in Grants Pass. Here's Amber Rockwell, Ashley Hansen, and Mark Lyon, three residents sleeping rough in the city.
They expect us to pay these fines, and I don't have no money. I don't have an income right now, and it's like milking a turnip.
Being homeless is very hard. Day by day, we get harassed either by the cops or people driving by or our neighbors. They want their parks back.
I can understand where they're coming from. You know, here we are with tents and we're living, you know, in our tents. You know, if I was a homeowner, I wouldn't want me here. I mean, I deserve to be someplace.
Now, in 2018, five people experiencing homelessness sued the city, saying those laws were unconstitutional. Vanessa Rancagnao is a housing and homelessness reporter for PBS San Francisco affiliate KQED. She says a recent rise in homelessness turned national attention to this case.
We have more than 650,000 unhoused people across the country. That is the highest figure we've seen since the U.S. started tracking this through point-in-time counts in 2007. We're seeing authorities around the country say that they want more tools to be able to address this crisis, right? That the carrots, such as they are not sufficient, and they want sticks as well. On the other hand, advocates for unhoused people argue that if we take this tool out of the toolbox, if criminalization is no longer an option, cities are going to be forced to deal with the root causes of homelessness.
Now, Vanessa Rancagno says lawyers for the homeless argued the city was criminalizing someone's status rather than their actual conduct.
About a decade ago, the city started trying to more aggressively police homelessness. Local lawmakers in these meetings were really explicit about the fact that the goal was to make life difficult enough for unhoused people that they would sort of move along to other cities, which is something that attorneys for the unhoused plaintiffs point to as proof that these policies really are intended to criminalize the simple act of being homeless.
So given this has made it to the Supreme Court, what are the national implications, Luke?
So it started off as a really local issue, but it moved up through appeal courts to become this Supreme Court case. Lawyers originally argued that the laws contradicted the Constitution's Eighth Amendment. It says you can't be punished on the grounds of your status. The city said it was punishing conduct, camping in public places and on pavements. The three progressive Supreme Court judges seem to take the side of the homeless plaintiffs. That's no surprise. Here's Justice Kagan debating Theanne Evangelis, the lawyer representing the city of Grants Pass.
Your ordinance prohibits a single person who is homeless, so does not have another place to sleep. And you don't have to have a tent. You don't have to have a camp. It's a single person with a blanket.
Sleeping in public is considered conduct.
Sleeping is a biological necessity. It's sort of like breathing. I mean, you could say breathing is conduct, too. But presumably, you would not think that it's okay to criminalize breathing in public. For a homeless person who has no place to go, sleeping in public is kind of like breathing in public. Your statute says that person cannot take himself and a blanket and sleep someplace without it being a crime.
Now, despite those comments, the court leans conservative, so some speculate that it will rule in favour of the city's right to deal with the homeless however it wishes. Vanessa Rancagno says the court usually decides on cases within its term, so by June we'll have a decision, but it's unclear which way it will rule.
The lawyers I've talked to who have been closely following this really say we don't know. It could be quite a narrow ruling. It could be rather expansive. It's possible that we see cities enforce laws that are already on the books that they have not been enforcing for fear of landing in court.
Vanessa Roncagno says other cities likely won't go as far, but at least on the West Coast where she is, voters in the bigger cities would be outraged if similar laws were enforced.
We in California haven't seen anything quite so severe. A lot of the big city leaders, so city of LA, San Francisco, they're taking sort of a more neutral approach where they're saying, hey, we don't want you to touch this Eighth Amendment question. We don't want you to criminalize the simple act of being homeless, but please, court, give us more clarity here. We want to be able to have some kinds of bans, maybe limited by time or place or manner, as they call it.
So if the Supreme Court rules in favour of Grant's Pass, depending on the scope of the ruling, lawyers say they could effectively criminalise homelessness. Now, Australian advocates had similar worries a number of years ago. You might remember Melbourne City Council came under fire in 2017. It wanted to make it illegal to leave items unattended in public places. Critics said that would have effectively criminalised sleeping on the street, and the council eventually dumped that proposal. So it's unclear if this Supreme Court case will reshape American homeless policy. But PK, it's certainly reignited the conversation.
That line about it being just like breathing was very compelling, wasn't it? Thank you, Luke.
Cheers.
Luke said I'm Dundon there.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.